Friday here in Los Angeles, California. This is Hungry Wolves Radio, presented by Rene Navarro and Juana Janet Galaviz Esparza, who is here right now.
What's up?
Not much. What's up with you, Juana?
Not much. What line is this?
You are line. Oh, you just took my line. I gave you your own line. Take
it. The one doesn't work? Can you try it? Didn't work?
All right, it was just not plugged in, but line two is good. Just grab line two, and I'll be line one. So the story behind the song I just played is that on Sunday, was it Sunday? One of the reasons my wife and I are horribly exhausted and a little extra cranky today in this hot heat is that we've been really busy. Friday night, we stayed up late. We went to the Cinesfia thing to see my wife's, what do you call it in English? Amor platónico.
Nothing.
You don't call it anything, apparently. Okay, it's when you have a hopeless romance. Not when you're a hopeless romantic, but when you're hopelessly in love with someone that it can never happen. Which, ironically and kind of comically, I discovered there's quite a few people like that on the internet that really like Vincent Gallo. But we went, we really enjoyed the film Buffalo 66. The event itself was shit because we all know Johnny Ramone's wife is a horrible person. I would have really liked to see Mickey Rourke, but he never showed up.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird. But we saw Vincent Gallo. That was cool.
Yeah, like a lot of random people, too. Billy Idol.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I almost forgot about that. Billy Idol was there.
Portland, yeah.
God.
I think one of the Sex Pistols guitarists.
Oh, I didn't even know that there was a Sex Pistol there. The English guy in the Sex Pistols? I thought they were all English.
Mobby for some reason. He
God, yeah, the whole, it was kind of a joke. It's
and the other thing that was cool, it was when they put just photos of Chris Cornell, and they were just like...
I don't know, when they said it was going to be a Chris Cornell memorial, I
no, they didn't say that.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
I mean, on the flyer, said there was going to be a Chris, they said there was going to be like a short, I don't know, I knew it was going to be short, I just didn't imagine like it was going to be like a Ramone song with slides, I thought someone was going to like, I don't know, say something or something. But it was our first time being there, and we really had a good time. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was cool.
Cool. What are you going to play for us now?
I'm going to play the new song of Arc of Fire.
All
it's
right.
It's from the new record. It calls Everything Now, and it's not the single. It's another song. Yeah, I can't really like it. That's my first song of the record. Until now. I don't know. Maybe later I will change my mind. That usually happens. So, yeah.
All right, let's do it. Arcade Fire.
Thank you.
Okay, so I feel like I didn't finish my earlier point in which I was mentioning how I got to that Yes track from the Buffalo 66 screening that we went to. And the reason is I heard one song that they played that was a Vincent Gallo song, and I really liked it. I liked the song, and I wanted to play it. So I was looking for it on YouTube today, and YouTube is a black – when you type in Vincent Gallo, and it's like a black hole. But I found that Yes song, which is titled as a Vincent Gallo song, but it's not Vincent Gallo, and there's a lot of people arguing about it. And sub-point, my wife sent me a picture of something that she suspected was going to happen at this event, and which did happen, and I missed it, which is that John Frusciante, the great John Frusciante, was at the event. So I guess that's why it's relevant?
I don't know, man, maybe.
And then that King song, I've been listening to it over and over again and just wishing I could, like, disappear into the song, you know? I don't know if you ever felt that way about a song. Like, I've had at least, like, four or five songs in my life where I was just like, I wish I could, like, I wish a song was a tangible place you could just, like, enter. You've never felt that way about music? Like, you wish you could just go into that moment and just stay in that moment?
About music, about the movie, or the soundtrack? Because this is a soundtrack, it's part of the soundtrack, right?
The King song? Oh, yeah, it's part of, what is it? It's on Royal Tenenbaums. The song. I do not want to be a douchey New York.
I mean, I don't know.
Although,
because when I hear
that house was cool.
That first time that I hear the song, it was in that movie, so that's why, yeah, I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you have the record or
no. No, I just like pulling it up on YouTube to that video because it has the lyrics on the bottom, and I still get them wrong.
Yeah, that happens.
Then I'll give to you. And then you play the great Galaxy 500. Arcade Fire song.
And after that, oh, Future Heartbeat. And
first acoustic, then full electric.
Yeah, sorry about that. And I don't know. We haven't had a show like in...
Oh, exactly a month.
Exactly a month.
And
so
we weren't going to do today, but here we are. Unfortunately, we're not as prepared as we like.
All week. Last week, too. We have a hard week.
Yeah, I'm always tired, but I'm kind of like, this is kind of like.
Yeah, I need my naps. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't nap.
Last week we lost a really dear puppy friend.
A dear good friend of ours.
And it's really sad.
Piper.
Maybe my playlist is really depressed. Maybe. Because of that, or because I'm just like
that.
Because
you haven't had a nap, really.
What?
I said maybe just because you haven't had a nap. Feeling low, feeling drained.
Yeah, that too. But I'm happy that my friends are coming this weekend. We're going to see Balance Passion and Spoon. So I'm excited. I haven't seen Spoon. I mean, I never seen Spoon before. And Balance Passion, we have seen them a lot.
Multiple times. It's never too late for one more, right?
Yeah, still excited because it's going to be in Hollywood Bowl. It's one of my favorite venues in L.A. Can you call it a venue or like?
It's definitely a venue. Okay. It's a theater, isn't it?
The open theater or whatever. And it's pretty cool. So, and I'm excited because of Spoon too. I really like the new album. I think it's really good.
I've heard Spoon
the album,
on the radio, but I've never heard like.
Yeah, since I got Spotify.
When I was younger, I always thought of Spoon as like bands that like old white guys with glasses liked.
I think one guy has that, but I'm not sure.
No, I have no idea what they look like.
Yeah.
I just think.
Yeah, me neither. I think. No,
that'd be awesome if a Spoon walks out.
I mean, maybe
stage.
I would recognize the singer, but not really. I feel just like. But yeah, the fact that they're white, for sure.
No. I mean, I just meant like, I don't know what kind of image I had in my mind.
Like they're poppy.
Yeah.
I think
they were at their height when I was really into punk and hardcore, so I was just like, I don't like Spoon.
Yeah.
But I'm excited about the show. Hopefully our good friend Tito can make it out in time. And yeah, for sure we'd like to dedicate this this radio show to our dear friend Piper, who we know is listening in heaven. Because all dogs go to heaven.
So yeah, Piper, we love you. You were such a good puppy.
For sure.
And let's
What do you got for us now?
I think I played the Brian Johnson Massacre the last time, so probably. I shouldn't play that song.
No, you should. I have nothing against playing, like, our radio show is not trying to impress you with a different song each time. Brian Jones Sound Massacre. We love it. You should love it, too. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay, Janet has informed us that she has a surprise for
us. You, not for the people.
Oh, it's okay. Janet has surprised us or informed us that she has a surprise for me, but it's not a surprise for you. And we already told you what we're going to play, so we just want to sign out. This is Hungry Wolves on K-Chung Radio, 16:30 a.m., kchungradio.org. And what you just heard there was me posting a story on my Instagram.
It's obsessed with
yeah,
Instagram.
I love Instagram. I got myself, I kicked myself off of Facebook, because Facebook sucks. And Facebook is now, like, just a whole fucking animal that I have no interest in being a part of, even though I know I'm a part of it because I'm on Instagram. But I may quit Instagram to force myself to make another zine. Like, I may quit Instagram and not allow myself back on social media until I've completed another project.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, Razor Cake has told me that they're willing to publish it for me, so that's kind of cool. But we'll see what happens with that. I can't wait. I'm so excited about the surprise. You want to sign out so we can find out what it is?
Sure. So happy Friday, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. Try to enjoy the weather, enjoy your friends, your puppies, and your family if you have family.
And if you don't have anyone, fucking,
even
if you do have everyone, just remember yourself. Don't forget about yourself.
And ice cream.
Sometimes you do so much for everyone else, by the time you forget about yourself. So don't forget about yourself, people. You got a TCB, take care of business, number one. Number uno.
And ice cream, number two.
Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes, let's say you have, a boyfriend or a girlfriend who's like, maybe you should eat less ice cream, and be like, well, fuck you. I'm taking care of numero uno. You don't like it. I'm going to go to Rite Aid. Yeah, double scoop. Yeah.
Cotton candy.
I like that cotton candy marijuana flavor. I heard about that. But yeah, so we're going to sign out. Thank you to everyone so much for listening. We hope to continue doing this show for you. So yeah. Next up, Mystery Song.
Thank you.